67 today.
Hey, everybody, happy Memorial Day weekend. Kate Delaney hanging out with you coast to coast, everywhere in between here on America Tonight. Big breaking story. South Korea is definitely verifying it that North Korea has test fired a short range missile. Yep. Underground tests were just part of what was happening to bolster their nuclear deterrent for self-defense. But the markets have been rattled by this nuclear test that Kim Jong-il felt like his country needed to perform. Mm-hmm. We know how this story goes, right? Haven't we heard the same thing? In fact, I think since 3.5 years that I've been on America Tonight, we've been talking about Kim Jong-il, and in the list or on the list of nutballs that we've compiled. Yeah. How much do you fear this guy? And we keep hearing the same thing, that the UN Security Council is upset, incensed, use any adjective about what's going on in North Korea. They were already worried about the April 5th rocket launch. Remember that? You forget? Yeah. And North Korea has said, or Kim Jong-il, that the country would restart their nuclear program. So here we go again. Another test. Successfully conducted, yeah. And this was underground, just part of the way to bolster their nuclear deterrent, is what they're saying, for their self-defense for that country. Yeah. And what they're boasting is that it was conducted on a new higher level. And what does that mean? Well, in terms of their explosive power and the technology of the control. But do we know? Do we know all the details? Of course not. We do know this, that there was a 4.7 magnitude earthquake that they felt in Japan, and certainly it rattled through North Korea. Not a good thing. So ultimately, what do you do to stop this guy? Well, you cut him off, threaten to cut off everything. You know, of course, the exporting and importing deal. That could work. Japan knows it could strangle them off that way. And obviously, the same with South Korea. But I thought everybody was making nice. That all stopped in April. Now, what does the UN do? See, the problem is there's never any teeth in this whole thing. That's the problem. Gotta love a man who emerges and sticks up for himself. And that's what Colin Powell did. Because for the past week, this has been marinating in the media across the country. The fact that Dick Cheney was on a show last week and said that when asked the question, of course, it was a setup question, but it was a good question, I thought, that as far as Republicans go, who would you choose, Rush Limbaugh or Colin Powell? And Dick Cheney says Rush Limbaugh. So Colin Powell... In fact, he made a comment about the fact that he's more Democratic, something to that effect. Well, Colin Powell decided to go and face the nation, and here's how he responded.
Let me answer it this way, if I may, Bob. Rush will not get his wish, and Mr. Cheney was misinformed. I am still a Republican, and I'd like to point out that in the course of my 50 years of voting for presidents, I have voted for the person I thought was best qualified at that time to lead the nation. Last year, I thought it was President now Barack Obama. For the previous 20 years, I voted solidly for Republican candidates. Voted for Ronald Reagan twice, George Bush 41 twice, George Bush 43 twice. I spent 8 years in Bush administrations. I served Ronald Reagan for 2 years. I spoke at the 1996 convention, and I spoke at the 2000 convention. What the concern about me is, well, is he too moderate? I have always felt that the Republican Party should be more inclusive than it generally has been over the years, And I believe we need a strong Republican Party that is not just anchored in the base, but has built on the base to include more individuals. And if we don't do that, if we don't reach out more, the party is going to be sitting on a very, very narrow base. And you can only do two things with a base. You can sit on it and watch the world go by, or you can build on the base. And I believe we should build on the base, because the nation needs two parties. Two parties debating each other. But what we have to do is debate and define who we are and what we are, and not just listen to diktats that come down from the right wing of the party.
All right, so bravo. That was, he was right about that. I mean, not just listen to things that come down the pike, basically. He's right. You got to, certainly you got to do whatever you can to shore up the base. You got to give Powell credit for shooting back, so to speak, at Dick Cheney. It is Memorial Day weekend. A lot of people are off traveling. AAA says this is the busiest time of the year, as far as even busier, surprisingly, than Thanksgiving and Christmas, Hanukkah time. The busiest time of the year for people to get in their cars and go somewhere. And especially now with the recession, with the fact that you have unemployment so high, people, if they're going anywhere, they're trying to make it somewhere close, I think, or where they can get a pretty good deal. So we have a good deal for you all this week. It's called The Match, New York Times bestseller, The Match. It's about this challenge game of golf. Mark Frost wrote it. Remember, he was the guy who wrote The Greatest Game Ever Played. Bottom line is, anytime you call this week, you will get a copy of this book. Then your name is put in for a drawing for a GPS system. So, 800-259-5791. We'll be doing this all week long. 800-259-5791. I've gotten a couple of emails. You cannot email me. You can't be eligible. I have to play by the rules. I didn't make the rules. You have to call. If you call, you'll get a copy of the book. We'll send it to you. And then, like I said, you'll be up for the drawing for the GPS backup camera system that maybe you'll be lucky enough to win. It is Memorial Day weekend, and I think this is a terrific thing that they're doing at the Riverside National Cemetery, of course, in Riverside, California. Check this out. They've got 300 people honoring veterans buried in the cemetery. And how are they doing that? By reading their names leading up to Memorial Day. So what they do, the people who volunteer to do it, that's a lot of volunteers, they are there reading sometimes in pairs. They rotate through 15-minute shifts, and sometimes they're there at night, pre-dawn, all that sort of stuff. And they will read the last name at the tail end of Memorial Day. And how many names do they read? 148,000 names. Yeah. How incredible is that? I mean, what a great thing to do on Memorial Day. And even they've got dog tags engraved with the names of forgotten veterans. They've got all kinds of things that they do to where, you know, they know they're not getting flowers and that kind of stuff. They do all kinds of things at this cemetery, and I think it's just terrific that they do this roll call honors for 148,000 veterans. Wow, bravo. 10 days, 300 volunteers. Hey, we're going to lighten the load coming up next, talking about some of the best beaches, jingles, and burgers. Oh, yeah, Memorial Day weekend is a big time for barbecues. Hang with us. More to come here on ATN.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
I love you, baby. I love you now. I love you, baby. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride. Talk about the things we tried. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but they'll never get inside.
All right, there's something about Memorial Day that just fits so well, I think, with burgers, hot dogs, whatever. I think most, I mean, I could be wrong about this. Doesn't it always seem like there's more burgers than hot dogs? Why is that? Hot dogs are cheaper. But there's something about the, as I saw somewhere that I was reading, the mind-blowing burger. What would be the best burger in the country? We're going to talk about that. Hope you're enjoying your weekend. Kate, hanging out with you. As usual here on America Tonight. A ton of you have sent me emails. I promise we'll get to the emails, americatonight.net, or you can call us at 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. To me, I'll tell you what, I like a simple burger. I know people put, it's like Rachel Ray. They put 10,000 different spices and cheeses and everything you can imagine inside a burger. I just like the plain burger, that barbecue burger, you know, grilled burger with melted cheese and maybe there's, I don't know, blue cheese on, extra blue cheese on it or something. Depends on what it is. I kind of actually just like the cheddar cheese, but nothing with all this stuff on it. I mean, it's like you go out of your way to put other things on it, and I don't get that. That's like we were talking about pizza last week on this food thing, and the fact that you get these pizzas that have hamburger on it, that have 10 million different ingredients, and pretty soon it's just really not like a pizza anymore. Even Matt and I agreed that one of the best things you can do is just get a slice of pizza New York style pizza. It's greasy. You fold it over. You have to because it's so big and it's so messy. But that is a real piece of pizza. To me, a real burger is cheese on a burger. Like I said, very few things, maybe pickle or onion or whatever, but not all the stuff that people put in the burgers, because I think sometimes it just simply ruins it. Now, you may have your own way of making a burger. If you've got a good recipe, either shoot it to us through the email or dial the digits 800-259-5791. Matt, I'll use you as my guinea pig. Are you like me? Are you just a plain guy? You like pretty much a simple burger, or do you like all the foofy stuff?
I like pretty much plain burger, but one thing we have, it's regional to Minnesota. I don't know if they have it elsewhere, is a Juicy Lucy. You ever heard of one of those?
No, what's a Juicy Lucy?
Basically what it is, it's two burger patties that are kind of folded around a ball of cheese in the center. So what you do, like, I've made them before with my sister, and you take the one patty, and then you put cheese in the center of it, and then you fold, like, you kind of put the second patty on top, so there's cheese in the center while you're cooking it, so it's actually, instead of having your cheese on top of the burger patty, it's inside of it.
Oh, I get it. Instead of it just on the top, does it taste better that way?
Of course. The cheese is super, you got to watch out, because a lot of places, they'll have warnings about, you know, burning your mouth, and the cheese is molten hot, so way better.
All right, so the Juicy Lucy. Boy, I'm going to have to try that when I'm up there in Minneapolis. You know, really, I like I said, I like the traditional cheeseburger, or the only variation, the patty melt. But it has to be done correctly. I've gone places where I've gotten a not such a great patty melt. The patty melt where the onions are really, like, kind of, you know, the onions, the last patty melt I got, the onions weren't even really cooked. I was like, what? This is not a patty melt. And it's something about the cheese and the way they prepare it. There's just a undeniable taste. You know, it's patty melt versus a hamburger, and the way, of course, that it's grilled. But I've had them where it's, you can't differentiate that much. And then I wonder, maybe I'm not speaking English, they don't understand what I mean. I don't know. I'm just saying. So Memorial Day is officially the start to the summer. It's also when you have beer drinking that starts. Check this out. Do you know that the Nielsen Company says that U.S. adults are going to buy about 21 million cases of beer in supermarkets during the 2 weeks surrounding Memorial Day? So leading up to Memorial Day and after Memorial Day. It's second only to July 4th. Yeah. So that's $381 million, about, if I'm correct on that. Wow. So it's not about other drinks. It's about beer, baby. And this is interesting, too. Around Memorial Day, a lot of people call in sick. In fact, Monster.com says this is one of those holidays where about 35% of people right in and around Memorial Day calling sick. Wow. I calling sick on a holiday, I mean, that's pretty obvious if you were going to work it. I don't see how you get away with that. If you're already going to have extra days off, so you're going to take a sick day unless it's a legitimate, you know, that's why, I thought that's why they gave people personal days. So you didn't have to make up stories and you could just take a personal day. But hey, I've heard this happening. My significant other said 19 people, more than 19 people called in sick where he works. And of course he was working on the weekend. Matt, I don't get it. Look, we didn't call in sick, right?
I tried to. You wouldn't let me.
Yeah. It's up to you.
Cracking the whip over there.
It's up to you. Do we do a show or not? And, of course, nobody in America is doing a show other than America Tonight. It's all replays. You know, like if you turn the dial, like anyone out there listening, seriously, if there's anyone listening, if you turn down the dial, you like hear shows from Christmas
and, exactly.
And shows from last year, the best of, and they're talking about Halloween costumes. So, yeah, I don't know. Hey, we had the whole thing happen with North Korea. We had the Sunday shows, Colin Powell, you got to hear that. And, of course, we have more coming up from Senator Dick Durbin, who opposes what Newt Gingrich, figure that, the former Speaker of the House, has to say about Pelosi and Gitmo and all that sort of stuff. So that's also coming up. Plus, we're going to throw someone in the dungeon. And here's the thing. If anybody is alive and well and out there listening, if you call us, you get a copy of the match, and you're entered into the drawing for the GPS system, 800-259-5791. So 800-259-5791. All right, I talked about the fact that, you know, we mentioned briefly burgers there, but also, and I don't know why, I don't know if it's just me thinking this, but sometimes I've seen this happen, whether it's during the Super Bowl, which would be winter time, but during the summer and leading up to the summer, just like movies, if a company does a jingle, a lot of times some of the best jingles for certain commercials seem to happen as they gear up for the summer. I've had this jingle stuck in my head, so I'm going to give them credit for this being in my head, and I have no idea why, but I guess I've just heard it enough. You know that Subway commercial where they say $5 foot long? I know, I cannot sing. But they have people across America doing this, and obviously people want to have their 2 seconds of fame, because if you watch the commercial, they have all kinds of types of people singing this $5 foot long thing. So I'm going to say bravo to the ad agency guy who came up with this, sitting in a room and saying, let's do this thing where we have people singing $5 foot long. I would think, oh, that's stupid. But it's stuck in my head, and it's stuck in other people's heads, and people are submitting themselves or friends or bands or whatever, singing the $5 foot long, you know, Subway thing. I think we have a clip of one of those. Yeah, they probably love that. They get a little free plug there because we're talking about jingles. So the Subway $5 footlong stuck in my head, and I think so much so that the people behind Quiznos are quick to tell you that you can get one of their subs for $4 and change, whatever it is, $4, because that $5 footlong jingle has taken off probably more than they would like. Just like the Burger Wars, there is the Sub Wars now. And, of course, and we're going to have this coming up around the bend here, but the Cola Wars, famous for jingles. Some of the best all-time jingles, I think, came from diet sodas, regular sodas, whatever, just in general, the whole cola thing. Some of the best commercials, even, if you think back to Michael Jackson and his Diet Pepsi commercials, and even some of the current Pepsi commercials, pretty clever, and Coke has a few too up their sleeve. But we're not talking about commercials, we're talking about jingles. That's happening on the flip side here on America Tonight.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept. Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
Due to recent events related to the H1N1 virus, the Center for Disease Control has issued a public health emergency across the United States.
What can you do to prepare yourself from potential airborne threats?
Using patented technology developed for NASA, ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers sanitize and protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, salmonella, contaminants from chemtrails, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces.
With no filters to replace ever, you save money.
Prepare yourself today. Truthful answers to your questions and concerns can be found at ZeroFlu.com. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 1-888-766-6066. 1-888-766-6066. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
That's the usual hodgepodge here on America Tonight. Happy Memorial Day, everybody. Please be safe out there. If you're going to participate in the suds and the boating, make sure somebody else is driving. That's the best way anyway, right? So in the mix of the conversation, a little bit about burgers and a little bit about jingles. I said that $5 footlong thing was stuck in my head. And we're going to let you hear some of the Coke and Pepsi jingles. I think some of you will recognize them too. Plus, if you call, we'll give you a copy of the match and throw you in the hopper for the GPS backup camera drawing that we're going to have, and that'll be next week. So someone's going to win that. It's cool. It's sitting right in front of me. Boom, right in front of me. I'm looking at it right now. 800-259-5791. Let's go to our leadoff man. Darren's listening to us in St. Louis. Hey, Darren.
Hello?
Hey, is this Darren?
No, this is Karen.
Karen. Okay, Karen.
Yeah.
You sound like a Karen, not a Darren. Hey, Karen, happy Memorial Day. I'm glad you called. We're going to ship you out a copy of that book. Let me ask you this question. Best, you know, Matt was telling me about this crazy Juicy Lucy burger in Minnesota where it's two giant patties and this cheese chunk in the middle. And I'm thinking, wow, how many calories is in that? I guess you can't eat the fries.
You don't want to think about it. You just want to eat it.
You just want to eat it, I guess. But in St. Louis, what's the best, like, burger in St. Louis?
Well, you have some places that fix, like, the blue cheese burgers with the red onions and things like that. But regionally, because I'm from south of St. Louis, I just work in St. Louis as a nurse. And I happened to catch your program on the way home, so I can go on vacation for Memorial Day. I was one of those that didn't call out sick.
Right. There you go.
But we do, like, a lot of things like slaw burgers. Have you ever heard of that?
No. What's that?
It's literally what it says. It'll be a hamburger or a shredded pulled pork or chicken or something, and there's literally slaw on it, and it's between a bun, and some people put onions. I mean, they just put all kinds of things on it.
Wow, and it's good?
Yeah, it's pretty good. As a matter of fact, I went home from work last night. I stay up here with my nephew, and he never really cooked very much, but he got industrious, and he decided to make his first batch of slaw, and I actually got treated to a barbecued, it was about as healthy as you can get, and we don't want to think about how much mayo was on it, but he had the slaw, and it was actually very palatable, and I had fixed him boneless, skinless chicken breast, and he had it shredded up and put barbecue sauce on it, and we had a specialty deli hamburger bun from one of the local, there's like a 5-store chain up here that bakes, you know, everything's baked in-house. And so we enjoyed a slaw burger last night.
Ooh, that sounds, I'd be tempted to try that. I got to get down there and try that. Karen, thanks for listening, and you hang on because Matt's going to take your info and we're going to send you a copy of the book, and then you'll be in for the drawing for the GPS system.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, Karen. Let's move from Karen to Terry, also in St. Louis. Big night for St. Louis here in America Tonight. Hey, Terry, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good. Would you echo that sentiment about the burgers?
Yeah. Slaw burgers are fairly popular around here, especially during this time of the year, and they're really good.
Yeah, but are you a burger guy or a hot dog guy?
Burger, definitely.
Yeah, burgers. And burgers is Memorial Day weekend. You might have heard what I was saying about beer, that they have the most beer sales this weekend and leading up to this weekend and then again on 4th of July, because I think that's the barbecue thing. The whole hanging out backyard, going over someone's house is probably the biggest right now.
Absolutely, yeah. That's what everybody's talking about. They can't wait for the weather to break and to get outside and start having some fun, and they associate that with the eating and the drinking.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, Terry, so we're going to take all your information and we're going to send you a copy of the book, The Match.
Oh, that sounds great. Thanks.
All right, and you're up for that GPS system, too. So if you win it, obviously we'll contact you. Thanks for the call.
Okay, thank you.
All right, a lot of people driving around. 800-259-5791. Same applies if you call me, obviously. We will send you a copy of The Match and put you in for the GPS. And this GPS system, like I said, also has the backup camera on it as well. So they throw that in. Kelly is listening to us in St. Louis. Hey, Kelly.
Hi. I'm calling you tonight because we always listen to your show, Katie.
Oh, that's so nice.
Live. It's pretty good.
Thanks. Thanks. I'm glad that you listened to me. So no working, no nothing. You're just hanging, chilling?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Sure am.
Good for you. So you're going to be another slaw burger person too, right?
Well, I like the hot dogs better.
You do? Now you're the hot dogs. But here's the thing with the hot dogs. I just had a disagreement with somebody about this today. Do you like them grilled or do you like them boiled, the boiled hot dogs?
Oh, I like the grilled better because the boiled, I don't know, they don't taste very good.
That's what I think,
I don't know
too. I don't even like the way they look. I just think the grilled are better.
Yes. And I like the turkey hot dogs.
No, I agree. And I like, and a lot of people don't agree with this, the way you, it's just like a burger, though. The way you prepare it's big. Uh-huh. Either the just plain straight up or you put onions on it and mustard on it. And a lot of people like sauerkraut. Do you like sauerkraut?
Oh, yes.
So do I. I like sauerkraut.
There's
too.
Not much I don't like in food.
Yeah, oh, I know. I'm right there with you. That's why I'm just walking every day. Oh, when they're talking about these two burgers and the cheese in the middle, I'm thinking, woo, that's probably be 6 miles for me in one day. Because how many calories? Because, you know, I'm thinking Matt's saying this. Oh, we just take these giant patties and then we slam the cheese in the middle.
Yeah, really.
You know, I read a story about somebody. It was the, I can't think of her name off the top of my head. It was the girl who was in my Big Fat Greek Wedding. Vardalis is her last name. I can't think of her first name.
Uh-huh.
I want to say it's like Nina or something, but she talked about she had lost a bunch of weight and they said, well, how, you know, always they want to know, how did you do it?
Yeah.
And she said, I broke up with cheese.
Oh, well, now, yeah.
And that's the thing. Cheese is such a killer and there's no cheese that I don't like. I mean, I never met a cheese.
I know.
I never met a piece of cheese I didn't like. Hey, Kelly, we're so glad that you listen to our show always and that you jumped on the phone and gave us a call. We appreciate it. Call us more often, and We're going to put we're going to give you a copy of the match, so hang on, and Matt's going to talk to you, and we'll send that out to you.
Oh, it was so nice talking to you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Kelly. Thanks for listening. Okay, so all of the people that just called, Karen, Terry, Kelly, all in the drawing, and we're doing this whole week, so you have the whole week to get in, and we'll send you a copy of the book, and then you're in for the GPS system as well. Now, he didn't need a GPS system, but Elio Castroneves, wow, he wins his third Indy 500. And the wow factor, I don't know that it's so much that he won the Indy again, so it's three times. It's just been a really rough year for this guy because he was accused of tax evasion. They had a big trial, and he was acquitted of most of the charges. And the final count was finally thrown out on Friday. And it had been, he was facing, you know, maybe some jail time, and he was accused of being a tax cheat, of coming up with a corporation, an offshore company, basically, to hide millions of dollars. So he's been under this dark cloud. I mean, he went from the highest heights to national publicity, of course, with Dancing with the Stars. He's definitely one of the most, I think, liked and well-known drivers on the IRL circuit. And this is a sport that needs a guy like Castroneves because he's so well-liked and so well-known. And he just, after he won, he just broke down sobbing, of course, because of all the pressure. And you could tell, I mean, jumps out of the cars, jumping on the fence, all that other sort of stuff. And he goes around for the final time, and he knew it. And I think they're glad to have him back because it's a sport that needs familiar faces. And he is definitely, in fact, it's not even a limb I'm going out on here. I'd say he's probably the most recognizable open-wheel driver in the U.S. outside of most likely Danica Patrick. I mean, of course, in Danica Patrick, because she reaches across, in other words, you know, posing for Sports Illustrated and coming on a lot of late-night shows and stuff, people know who Danica Patrick is. But other than that, I'd say he's really the top dog, so it's big to have him back on the circuit. And then for him to win it the way he did, also really, really huge, because at the end you could tell, I mean, there was just nobody. It was his pretty much all the way at the tail end of that race. So there wasn't that heavy, heavy drama, which I prefer the drama at the end versus it coming down to pretty much, hey, you know, this guy has it, but it was his turn. So a three was it for Elio Castroneves. Coming up on the show, we're going to let you hear, as I said before, a couple of jingles. We're going to let you hear the Coke jingle and the Pepsi jingle, and I think some other surprises as well. And part of it is because I have that $5 foot-long Subway tune stuck in my head. You know, I had to be careful. I'm not great at singing, obviously. I can't carry a tune. But sometimes, you know, when you get lost in thought and you're just not thinking about it, that's what happens to me sometimes when I'm walking along and I'm thinking about that Subway deal. All right, and apparently we have the Coke. Let's see if people, Matt, let's roll this out. Let's see if people know what this, remember this, and this is from a long time ago. See if you remember this whole Coke, really, song/jingle.
I'd like to buy the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing.
Sing with me.
Birthday harmony.
Birthday harmony.
I'd like to buy the world a Coke and keep it company.
Hang with us. Much more coming your way next with jingles, calls, and emails. 800-259-5791.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
All right, believe it or not, this little old show is live, America. Hope you're having a great Memorial Day. We are giving away copies of a cool book. It's called The Match, New York Times bestseller. I mean, who cares if it's on the best, to be honest? Who cares if it's on the New York Times bestseller list? Except for that, it's a good read. It's an easy read, and I think you'll like it. It's about this golf match that one guy challenges another guy. Ooh, imagine that. One man challenging another man to kind of a duel, only it's on a golf course. But the key thing here is, because you called, we're going to give you the book, but you're also entered in a drawing automatically for a GPS system with a backup camera. It's very cool. They sent it directly to me, and I will send it directly to you. How awesome is that? So that happens this whole week. When you call me, we'll throw you into the hopper. Got it? 800-259-5791. Stu is listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Hello, Stu.
Hey, isn't that that Coke commercial? Wasn't that late 70s, early 80s? All the people stand on the hill.
Yeah, I remember it. Yep.
Was that the commercial?
That was the commercial that you just heard. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. First of all, that was an awesome. I didn't get to watch the whole race day. I felt real bad for Marco Andretti this you know, the first lap. They even the first lap out when he got wiped out.
No kidding. It was awful.
He was hot, man. He was hotter than Crystal. But none of them, I don't care, none of them. The only reason Danica is so popular is there's no one can look as good in a race suit as she does.
That's right. You're right.
And just as sweet as pie. Mm-hmm. She does that, she used to do that horsepower TV on Spike.
Yep.
Man, she is just smoking. Oh, boy. Almost as smoking hot as that Kate Delaney. Not quite.
Stu, you're so funny.
Hey, real quick, on Friday, the Nancy Pelosi deal, I like that she kind of backed away from the whole, you know, the whole CIA.
The whole truth thing, yeah. Absolutely.
Like it never happened, you know. Let's move on with the country, and we're going to move on. But how come they haven't moved on away from the whole interrogation
Gitmo
and leaving the Bush administration alone? But she wants to leave her alone. I thought she showed no class, but, what do you expect from her?
She's over in, I want to say she's over in Hong Kong right now. So it's a good, that's when you get away. You know those commercials, speaking of jingles, you know the Southwest airline commercials that say, gotta get away? That's exactly what Nancy Pelosi did. She should do
damn,
those
spots. Damn, came too early, didn't it?
Exactly.
Speaking of jingles, have you heard that new Quizno commercial?
Yes.
The one, it disturbs me every time I watch it. Put it in me. Put that footlong in me.
I know.
And it's sexier, and I'm going, my son looks at me and goes, dad, this didn't even right. So, like I said, if you're in the locker room at football, you're all right. it's a strange commercial. Every time it comes on, I can't help but laugh. And I'm like, man, that is like putting it right out there. I guess it's catchy. It's like the $5 footlong because we do work for Subway. And, you know, that's the $5 footlong. You know, it's one of them jingles that sticks in your head and, great taste, less filling, all that crap.
Right, exactly. Hey, Stu, you know, you are now getting a copy of the book, The Match.
What is it? I just turned you on here. Right?
You didn't even know what we're doing. I love that you just called. I'm giving, I said, because this is a holiday weekend, I said, for people who call, I'm going to give you a copy of the book, The Match, and it's about this golf match. It's a good book, actually. It's not so much about, it's about these two guys. But
I like
it's,
golf,
so
we're good.
Yeah, so it's I'm sending you a copy of this, but you're also entered into a drawing for a free GPS backup camera system.
Well, that's good. My wife wants one, so I hope
don't buy it yet.
She wants to. She does. She's been on me. She's like, I want a GPS. I said, you don't go anywhere, but like three times a year you drive out of state. She says, yeah, but it's so cool.
Yeah.
So
it's cool. It's cool and you're entered, brother, so thanks for the call. We're going to take your information and send you a copy of that book.
Thanks, Kate.
All right, thanks, Stu. Okay, now we got, Karen, Terry, Kelly, and also Stu is entered into this deal. And of course, all week long we're going to be doing this, so 800-259-5791. And Stu was talking about the Elio Castroneves, of course, winning it. He was mentioning, like I did, about Danica Patrick and the fact that it's interesting. There were a bunch of crashes in this one, and especially the biggest crashes. I mean, the crashes took out some of the biggest names in the field. Tony Kanaan, Marco Andretti, as Stu mentioned, Graham Rahal was also knocked out. And the worst crash was happened late in the deal, lap 173, and it was pretty bad, and you basically what you had is two cars slamming up, Mira and Matos. They got together in that first turn, and one car veered head on into the padded outside wall, right? And I just happened to see a clip of this. Mira had to get removed from the car, put on a stretcher, taken to hospital because he was saying he had lower back problems, and he's got two broken vertebrae in his back, but they think they can treat the injury. I guess that's the good news. It doesn't look like he's going to be out for very long, but they have to treat it. They can treat it without surgery, rather. And then Matos was okay. And then when the race restarted with 17 laps to go, of course, Castroneves got a great jump on Dan Weldon and Danica Patrick and pulled away and won by 2 seconds, by the way. So it's really, he won by, I guess, the equivalent of more than two football fields. The speed, 150, a little bit over 150 miles an hour. So we're going to let you hear that coming up. in a few moments. But Dr. Pepper, does anyone remember this Dr. Pepper jingle?
I drink Dr. Pepper and I'm proud. I'm part of an original crowd. And if you look around these days, there seems to be a Dr. Pepper craze. And I'm a pepper, he's a pepper, she's a pepper, we're a pepper. Wouldn't you like to be a pepper too? I'm a pepper, he's a pepper, she's a pepper. If you drink Dr. Pepper, you're a pepper too. Be a pepper, drink Dr. Pepper. Be a pepper, drink.
Yeah, be a pepper, drink Dr. Pepper. That was an old one too. That's going way back into the vault. Now Geico, pretty clever as well on their jingles. I think most people can recognize a Geico jingle. Their commercials are pretty right on, and the commercials, I wonder how much you translate the commercials into the business, because I think a good jingle can do that, like subliminally. We were just talking about Subway, and I ultimately think that sticks in your head. Quickly, let's run off to Jeff, who's listening to us in St. Louis. Hey, Jeff.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, Jeff. Thanks for calling. You get a copy of the book, The Match, for calling the show. We were talking.
Yeah, I know. I've been listening to the show. I love this station. I listen to it all the time.
Good. We were talking about burgers earlier, and everybody was mentioning the slaw burger. Are you into that? Is that that's a big staple?
I've never had a slaw burger.
Neither have I. I just did.
Yeah,
I said straight
one.
Up.
I
straight
don't even
up
know
burgers.
What it is.
You're right there with me. They had to describe it.
I make a lot of shish kebab with pork steak.
Shish kebabs. That sounds good.
Thanks.
And
of course,
no
I use malls. You got to use malls here in St. Louis.
I've heard that. And there's a pizza place that's famous that I've had. Is it Amos or Emos?
Emos, yeah.
Emos,
yeah,
that's right.
My daughter works at a Pizza Hut, though, and we get a real good discount there, so that's what we eat.
No kidding.
No, I never had a slaw burger. A lot of pork steak.
Yeah, they got me intrigued on this.
Territory.
That sounds good. They got me intrigued, though. Definitely.
Excuse me?
They got me intrigued on those slaw burgers, I think.
Yeah, you know, I'd like to try that, I guess. You know, I don't know.
I guess. You've got the free pizza coming from Pizza Hut, or the good discount, the deep discount coming from Pizza Hut. Hey, Jeff,
yeah.
Thanks for the call. We're going to put you on hold, not to confusion. We're going to get your information so we can send you The Match. So how about it? But the other pizza place that I was talking to Jeff about, I know that I was in St. Louis, gosh, I want to say it was maybe 6 or 7 years ago, and that pizza was pretty good. People kept telling me about it. I said, I want to eat at some place that people in St. Louis really, really recommend, and we needed something that was kind of fast but wasn't necessarily fast food, and I'd say a big thumbs up. I'd say thumbs up for the pizza. It was pretty good. Now we got to try those slaw burgers. We got it on the list. I think we're going to do a road trip with this show. Hey, you can shoot us an email day or night to America Tonight. Here's Ilio Castroneves' big win at the Indy.
Down the back straightaway for the final time. 1 mile to go. Two corners. This crowd, look at them. Just saluting him. 5 weeks ago, Ilio Castroneves was staring at jail, an orange suit, not a race suit. And now he becomes a three-time winner of the biggest race in the world. Ilio Castroneves wins at Indy.